Good morning. This is Paul Ingram of PainScience.com. It is Tuesday, September 27th, and this is the audio version of the post, Pulling on Nerves for Fun and Therapy. Neurodynamic stretching, which also has a lot of names, also known as neuromobilization and neurodynamics, to name a couple others. It's a technical type of stretching, a loose collection of experimental stretching and positioning treatments for neuropathy and other unexplained pain. It's based on the idea that unhappy nerve tissue can be cheered up, which kind of makes it sound like I'm making fun of it. And I am, partly, but not entirely. This is an obscure thing, but it's an interesting old idea. It's worthy of consideration. It's not clearly junk or nonsense, but it's also not clearly good medicine either. It's stuck somewhere in the uncertain middle, as so much of manual therapy is, and it really does mostly boil down to cheering up unhappy nerve tissue. It might help to explain why ordinary stretches can feel so good, because the nerves like it, but why would nerves like that? And to be clear, we're talking here not about stimulating the tissues that nerves supply. We're not affecting tissues, and nerves are detecting the effect on those tissues. We're talking about stimulating the nerve itself, which is made of tissue, stimulating the nerve tissue. How do nerves respond to being stimulated themselves, as opposed to reporting on the state of other tissues? By the way, I think probably most, this is mostly for professionals, and most members and most people listening to this are going to be clinicians. But if you're a patient listening to this, you might appreciate knowing that neurodynamic stretching is mostly not a DIY thing. But here's one simple example that anyone can understand. Toe-touching stretches for sciatica. That position, especially if you add a little extra spinal flexion, tuck your chin in, round your back, that position puts a lot of tension on the sciatic nerve itself. So that's an example of stimulating nerve tissue directly and particularly. I wrote a review of neurodynamics last year, and reader Brendan T. pointed out that I'd missed a key point about why sensible therapists would try to stretch nerves. Not so much to free the nerves from adhesions, which might not exist anyway, but it's a story that gets told, and maybe more just about the value of stimulation. Motion is lotion. I agreed with Brendan's point, and this post is basically my clarification. So a humbler goal for neurodynamic stretching, maybe it's just nerve exercise. Rather than breaking icky, sticky adhesions, maybe the point is to pull on nerves without optimizing for glide of the nerve within its sheath to break adhesions. Any old pulling will do, as long as it pulls on nerves of clinical interest, because it's just a way of stimulating them. And stimulation is a good thing. It is known. And maybe it is, and maybe it's good enough, and maybe that's all that many pros ever meant for neurodynamic stretching to be. Everything in physiology really does thrive on just right levels of stimulation, and tissue stagnancy of the nerves themselves might actually be a factor in neuropathy, kind of an exaggerated version of how uncomfortable we get when we're stuck in one position for too long. Imagine, you know, basically exactly the same thing, just in slow motion, of, you know, a little bit less acute and longer lasting, and eventually the nerve gets quite vulnerable, perhaps to a minor entrapment that would otherwise not be a problem, just a little bit of pinching, or the next time that you sit for too long, it fires up and gets all neuropathic. You get some unpleasant sensations, entirely because the nerve has been made more vulnerable by excessive stagnancy over time, whereas a healthier, more stimulated version of you wouldn't have that problem so quickly, sitting in one position for too long. So the vulnerability might go up. The vulnerability to neuropathy might go up quite a bit, with lots of slow motion stagnancy of nerve tissue. Do nerves need their own exercise? This justification for nerve stretching, that it's just about exercise, does seem more plausible to me than it's all about the entrapments, but is still far from a slam dunk. I don't think that anyone doubts that stimulation is good for nerve tissue in some sense, but do we have to make a point of stretching nerves? Do we have to specifically stretch nerves to achieve that goodness? Do we have to try to stretch nerves to stimulate them? Or are they just going to get stimulated by any old activity? That, you know, anything that stimulates and exercises the tissue that they're embedded in is good enough. Is it clinically important to focus on stretching nerve tissue? Well, it could be. Not everything in biology functions or heals well solely with the stimulation of normal activity. A really good simple example of that is that deliberately washing wounds is dramatically better at preventing infection than just letting nature take its course. Simple mechanical flushing is powerful stuff. A very important basic medical tool. On the other hand, many medical interventions and crutches that supposedly facilitate healing have turned out to be surprisingly useless or even harmful. It's rarely obvious how we can help biology. And a good example of that is fixations and immobilization for fractures, which over the decades we've become more and more cautious about doing. And even when it seems incredibly obvious that bones need to be held together in order to heal, that's often not actually the case. I know this particularly well from my wife's story of a severe spinal fracture in a car accident in 2010, which regular readers will have heard about from time to time over the years. She had internal fixations, you know, lots of titanium implanted in her spine to help her heal. And I learned in the aftermath of that there's a lot of controversy and disagreement in modern surgery about whether or not that does a damn thing, whether or not it's possible for it to actually help, whether or not it's worth the risks, etc. So again, rarely obvious how we can help biology. So maybe stretching nerves helps them. Maybe it doesn't. How are we going to find out? Well, you know, the usual science. Science does not come to the rescue here, however, as usual. Rigorous study is the only way we're ever going to really know if specifically stretching nerves is truly helpful, as opposed to something else specific, like stretching blood vessels, or something general, like just doing calisthenics. But we don't have the rigorous study, of course, because we never do in this field. This is well outside the mainstream of science. We have scraps. A 2022 paper reviewed 8 studies of neuromobilization for back pain, and 6 had results in the technically positive category, but also, as usual, nothing impressive. This is a good fuel for wishful thinking for now, and that is about it. Science cannot resolve this question at this time. If we do neurodynamic stretching for any reason, we do it because it's plausible and safe, and not because it is evidence-based, though perhaps someday it will be. So this clarification of the point about why we would do this to nerves is just a little excerpt from the full review, which isn't huge, but it's bigger than this. It's like 3 times longer than this. You can see that at painscience.com/neurodynamics. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you the next time I spontaneously decide to read a post aloud.